Joining us now to talk about hopefully baseball coming back, football as well, one of the best in the business, the great Kevin Burkhart with the Bull and the Fox on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys, and it's been a while, so it's good to talk to you again. It's obviously kind of a sobering week in our history, so thanks for letting me be a little bit of a distraction, and I hope everybody's staying safe out there.
We appreciate it. That, I mean, no doubt, we're all trying our best, and it's a crazy time for a variety of reasons. 2020 has not been the best of years, Kevin, but maybe we can turn it around here in the second half. Who knows? And I think part of that starts with getting sports back on the field. I kind of waver. Like, one day I feel optimistic that they're going to settle this in baseball. The next day I get angry and pessimistic about it. How are you feeling as we start the day today?
Well, Bull, it's so much of my feelings about what's been going on in the country, like everybody else, right? So, we had our baseball show on Friday on FS1, and we were talking about it. And at that point, it didn't look good. They're far apart, and there's a lot of animosity between the owner's offer, which players thought was completely ridiculous. I can't say I disagree with them, to be honest. But I think you go back in the history of, these negotiations, players' union and owners, it's just never been good. It's never been friendly. It's always been like drag out, knock down at the bargaining table. And it always seems like it gets messy in the media. So I guess if I go on the history between these two sides, not counting 94, obviously, with the strike season. But I mean, generally, they usually find a way to get it done. I do think that'll be the case, even though they're far apart, because I do think most players want to play, and I think they all realize how important it is. And I've seen some articles written, I don't know how you guys feel about, it's important for baseball in terms of, not losing the sport. I do think there's a lot to that. If you have a year that we are having right now, and everybody's looking to cling on to some sort of normalcy, whatever that is. And sports being back, I agree, has something to do with it. So if baseball just takes a pass on the year, and let's say the NBA, NHL, and NFL all come back, they're not getting a lot of those fans back, I don't believe. So I think it's ultra important they figure it out.
Kevin, I think you're 100% right. Baseball, as we all know, is a sport that is much more popular with older fans. Like, I feel like you and I are about the same age. We're like the last generation of diehard baseball fans, and all my friends love baseball. But the generations below us, there's not as high a percentage of fans that love baseball. And if baseball could come back on June 30th or July 1st or the 4th of July, they would have a month where people are dying for team sports, where every day people, like me that love baseball, but also people that are casual fans could maybe fall in love with it again or fall in love with it for the first time. And they cannot blow that opportunity.
I completely agree. I think you bring up a good point, is that it's being first in this situation. Because, look, other things have come back. We know that soccer has come back abroad. We know that NASCAR is back and that's going well. And golf's coming back, right? But the thing is, if baseball can be the first back, and like you said, if NBA comes back at the end of July, they're going to get eyeballs there. But if baseball is the only essentially game in town for a month, I think it's just huge for the sport because you're going to get eyeballs. You're not allowed to go to the games. I just think it's such a big turning point for this sport. And I'm not trying to over-dramatize it, but I agree. Listen, I'm with you. Yes, we are very similar. We've known each other for a long time. We're diehard fans. We work in it, right? But my 13-year-old son could care less about baseball. Yeah. So we have to find a way to get on and get with the younger group, and I think this is definitely a positive way to possibly do that.
Kevin Burkhart's with us. Kevin, some states have opened up, said they can have sports, and some have said, capacity crowds of, maybe 50%, 20%. Do you think we'll see fans when baseball does come back?
Dustin, good to talk to you again, buddy. I don't at the onset of it. No, I don't. I don't think that at all. I mean, I think it's going to be one of those things, just like everything else. Look, I live in California, so I know every other day has been different and with different recommendations from people and the government, how they're doing it. And one day it looks like, okay, restaurants aren't going to be open until 2025. And then the next day, like, hey, they're opening this weekend. So
Right.
You know, I think it's just like everything else. I think my gut, and this is based on nothing. This is just based on my gut and everybody else throwing ideas against the wall. But I think at the beginning there's going to be no fans. But I think if we go through and baseball plays the season and we're not interrupted by any further pandemic issues, I think there will be the introduction of fans. I firmly think right now that the NFL will have fans at the games. I'm not saying 75,000 people, but I think they're going to find a way to have people at the game. So I hope we get to that point. I just don't think if it does start, say, early July, like they're hoping, I cannot see that happening. I'd be shocked if there are fans early on.
Yeah, I'm with you on the NFL thing. It's so funny. You know, the NFL is like the one league that really hasn't been affected by the pandemic. I mean, I know they're doing like the virtual offseason and the draft was virtual and all that, but like they're on pace to get in a full season, hopefully, and start on time and put the schedule out and all that stuff.
It's just timing. I mean, they quite frankly, they've gotten lucky with the timing. But, you know, initially they took some heat with doing the draft and doing all these things and allowing free agency to happen. But I was all for it. I mean, like everyone's at home, you know, locked in their house. Why not have something to look for? It didn't affect anything. You know, they did all the things right. They socially distanced. They did it in a way that was unique. You know, I think if you can push forward in this time, you know, with doing it while being safe and observing what science says, we have to do it, right? I mean, you know, at some point we got to figure out a way to go forward with this. So, right. You know, I think timing has been on their side, though.
We're talking with Kevin Burkhardt, talking baseball, talking football. Kevin, when you, you know, I mean, we don't know how many games they'll end up playing. Obviously, the owners suggest 82. The players wanted, I think, the number was 114 today. Whatever the number, what do you think about some of the other things they have in store in terms of a universal DH, expanded postseason, potentially only play central teams versus central teams? What do you think about some of those ideas so far?
Yeah, I mean, I really love all of them. I mean, I think if there's a year that you're going to mess around and do some things that are different, this is the year, right? I mean, I think why not? I mean, you know, have the DH. If you want to have the runner on second base in extra innings, if you want to have Justin Turner, the Dodgers said, do a home run derby if you're tied after 10th. I know baseball purists are cringing at an idea like that, but if you're ever going to do stuff and try and change the game, and as you talked about, maybe getting a little bit more appealing to a different audience, why not this year? Because, you know, it's going to be a different year. I also love the expanded playoffs because, look, with a half season, you just don't know. I mean, recent examples, last year the Washington Nationals in the first half of the year, they wouldn't have been a playoff team. A couple years ago, the Dodgers were brutal. By, I think, mid-June, they were 10 games under 500. They wouldn't have been a playoff team. So I love the expanded playoffs because you have – I think the cool thing about, let's just say it all starts in the beginning of July. It's, you know, somewhere between 80 and 100 games with all the things you talked about, Bull. I love the fact that I think this is a year you can get a team like, you know, the Rays or the A's or the Brewers or the Indians, right, who obviously has spent such a long time. This can be the year where one of those smaller market teams can win it all and be an unbelievable story where maybe in a normal year, full season, full salary, trade deadline, it doesn't happen. That's what I love about potentially all these different things that are laying on the table.
Love it. I agree with you. And I've been, you know, I've always been in favor, or at least since they went to interleague play, I've been big time in favor of the universal DH because you play an interleague play on a daily basis. The only thing I'll say about the expanded playoffs, Kevin, and I think they're going to get this wrong, in my opinion, especially for this year, because if AL Central teams are only going to play fellow AL Central and NL Central teams, then instead of doing three division winners and four wild cards in each league, they should do the top two teams from each division and only one wild card since none of these teams are playing out of division, essentially. That's what I think.
That's fair. That's fair. I totally get that. And you know, that's the other thing, too. You know, you're talking about, you know, things evolving. I don't know that it's locked that, you know, they start out and I, you know, they're doing this regional play to try and keep everybody in the same area with the pandemic. So that's the thought process. But what happens if you start playing and by August things change? What happens if they develop a drug where, you know, it really changes the game? Well, maybe you change the schedule. I think there's so much fluidity with what can happen.
Yeah.
I get your point totally on the expanded playoffs. That makes sense though.
We're talking with Kevin Burkhardt. Always good to talk with him from Fox Sports. Kevin, with the from a broadcasting perspective, are you guys developing a series of plans? And I'm assuming some of them may include where some of the play-by-play is not going to be done on site.
your question.
Well, I will say this is one that is for well above my pay grade. Here's the thing. I mean, they have obviously thought of a lot of great ideas. I mean, what they've done to get NASCAR on the air has been incredible. I mean, NASCAR is a production like the Super Bowl. There are so many people and so many remote trucks involved. And what they've done to kind of put it together where there are people in different locations, people that are there are socially distanced, it's taken quite the effort and quite the thought process. So, you know, to answer the question, I have no idea. I mean, I hope not. I don't necessarily want to. You know, if I had a choice, do a game off of television, but I certainly get that we may have to. So, I don't know. And I haven't heard directly from anyone whether that is going to happen. I think it's just too early. I think when we actually have a set date of, okay, these games are going to happen, well, then there'll be a plan. There's been a lot of ideas that have been thrown up out there. So I guess we'll see. I mean, it'll be, if that does happen, it'll be different. I mean, it'll be way, way different. It's not easy to do that. So it'll change the style. It'll change how you react with no fans. I think it'll definitely take some getting used to for everyone. But, you know, at that point, as long as the sport's back, we'll figure it out. Who cares, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you there. I guess I'm just curious. Another broadcasting question. If you have a crossover game because leagues are playing at the same time that they're not typically playing, what do the networks do? Who leaves football to go do baseball? Who, you know, vice versa, or tennis?
That's going
to
be interesting,
whatever it may be. Is Chris Fowler going to leave college football to go do tennis? I mean, it's tough questions, right?
Well, you know, it's just in the sense of broader scope, forget about the guys who are actually calling the events. I mean, you already heard, I'm pretty sure that Jim Nantz was on record a couple weeks ago saying he would do the Masters over the NFL and that weekend in November, because I think someone asked him about it.
Yep.
But just, you know, what will be a challenge, honestly, if everything's going in the fall when it normally isn't, is just crewing all of these events and having enough people to put these events on television. As you guys know, it takes a lot of people to put one single event on television. So that will be, thankfully, I don't have to worry about that. But, yeah, I can imagine that's going to be a difficult thing of not only, okay, finding the right amount of crew, but then if there are weeks where there's multiple things going on, where does it air?
Right.
But again, you know what? I just think it's one of those things that comes in. It's a good problem to have. I think everybody would sign up for that, but it certainly will be interesting.
I was thinking about the possibilities today. If they end up going with the players' plan, where in theory the World Series would end of Thanksgiving, I was imagining this scenario, Kevin, where like game five of the World Series would be Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and then we have the Thanksgiving Day football tripleheader, and then Friday's game six of the World Series, and then Saturday's college football, and then Sunday's the NFL, and then Monday's Monday Night Football, and then game seven on Tuesday. As much as we're sports starved now, there's some incredibly fun possibilities if things can get back to normal, you know?
So basically what you're saying is that when we get to November, it'll be just like now where we're not leaving our house. We're just watching TV.
That's right.
100% of the time.
That's
right. But no, it's got potential. I mean, it'll, you know, the other thing of that is the weather. If you go to, I mean, you know, some of these cities, obviously, I mean, November 20th isn't exactly baseball weather. So that, that'll be a whole other thing. But listen, I mean, it would be pretty cool as a sports fan, especially for, you know, going for 3 months without seeing a sporting event. So that would be kind of neat.
Kevin, it's always a pleasure to have you on. You're one of my favorites. I love you. You're great, and it's so great to have you with us. Thanks, man.
Hey, guys. It's a pleasure talking to you. Stay safe out there, okay?
You too.
Thanks, brother.
You too.
Man.